Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the sixth day of Adar, Beis, Tavshin, Pei Beis. Masechet Dumai, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. When the Chachamim said you have to take precaution by buying Dumai, food board from Aretz, they said you only have to separate Trumas Meiser. They said Trumas Meiser, that's 1%, that's a tenth of a tenth. And why? Because that has the sin of Misa. That's Chas v'Shalom. If a person eats Trumas Meiser, which normally goes to the Kohen, it's like it's as severe as eating the big Truma, Truma Gedola. What else do you have to separate? Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, the second tithe. Because it's no loss for the owner, for the farmer. Because he's going to eat it anyway. It's just that he has to eat it, take it up to Yerushalayim, or redeem it for money. Some say it's not because it doesn't have a hafsid momen, because of loss of money, but because to ensure he won't eat it in a state of tumah or outside Yerushalayim. But what about the Maaser Rishon? Now, Maaser Rishon, the first tithe, which normally goes to the Levi, that you don't have to give, because that's mutter for Zorim, it's mutter for a non-Kohen or a non-Levi. The only thing is that it belongs to the Levi as personal property. So at worst, you could be stealing from the Levi. But because the whole produce is a sofek, it's a doubt if you have to separate mice or not, we would tell the Levi who comes to claim it, bring a proof that the produce I've got here has been tithed. Maybe it's not tithed. Until you do, you can't get anything. The same thing applies to Masa Oni in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah, where normally the second tithe, the Masa Sheni, goes to the Oni, the poor person. Again, an Oni would have to come and claim it only if he could prove that this tavur, that the produce was untithed. I can say to him, look, maybe it is tithed, maybe the Amorites did take Masa. However, although you don't give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, what you have to do is you still have to give it a name. You have to say, this is Maaser Rishon, this part of the produce is Maaser Rishon, because that's the only way you can separate the Trumas Maaser. You can't separate the Maaser of the Maaser, the tenth of the tenth, until you give the first tenth. In fact, and you're not allowed to separate the Trumas Maaser, the 1%, before you do the Maaser. What about the big Truma, Truma Gedola, which is done before all the Maaseros, Truma Gedola, which is 1/50th as an average? That you don't have to separate, and you don't have to allocate that from Dumai, because the Amo Haaretz were never suspected about Truma Gedola. They always gave that. Our mission is going to tell us how you take Maaser from Dumai. And it's going to talk about Dumai not as grain, not when you bought grain from an Amoretz, but where you bought a bread, a fully baked bread of from an Amoretz, that you have to separate not just Trumas Meiser and Maaser Sheni, but also Challah, because it's already past the stage of a dough. It's now baked a bread. Halakeach, Perek Chamishi Mishnah Aleph. Halakeach bin Anachdaim, a person who buys from a baker, a bread that's Demai, that's been brought from Amoretz, that you have to separate also Challah from it. Ketzu Demaser, how do you take Meiser from such a bread? Noitel kedei Trumas Meiser, you take from the bread enough to satisfy the shear of Trumas Meiser, which is 1%. V'challah, and a little bit more to satisfy the shear of challah, which is 1/48th. So together, 1/48th, that's just more than 2%, plus 1%, so slightly more than 3%, you take it from the whole bread. V'oimer, and then you make the following declaration. Ech od mimeo mimasha yeshkan. 1%. What that from here, that what I've taken. Hari betzad zeh maaser, next to the 1%, there are 10 more percents or 9 more percents which are going to make up the maaser. And he identifies the place where that 1% is, and he calls it maaser. Usha'or maaser, and the other 9 chalokim, the 9 tenths which are making up the shir of maaser, samuch le'ah, next to it. Next to the 1% that I'm in Maaser. And all that now is called Maaser Rishon. So he now has the 1% plus the 9%, making altogether 10%. And then he gives the following declaration. Zeh she'osisi Maaser. I hereby declare that the 1% that I called originally Maaser, osui Trumas Maaser lav, is now called Trumas Maaser. It's the Truma of the Maaser, and it now covers the entire Maaser Rishon. V'hasha'ar, the rest of it, That means the other little bit, the 1/48th, that he took off the bread as well. Challah. He says, he declares that's challah. And he gives this whole chalek, the 1/48th, that little bit of challah, that he separated as challah, I should say. And the trumas meiser, that 1%, he gives it to the kohen. O meiser sheni. And what does he do with the meiser sheni? Because in case it's the meiser, he says, meiser sheni of this bread, b'tzfona o b'drema, I declare it's in its north or its south. He just has to identify the spot where it is. And then, umuchulal ala mois. And then he says, I now exchange the holiness of the meiser sheni for money. The money now takes on the kedusha of meiser sheni. He has effectively redeemed the meiser sheni, and he takes the money up to Yerushalayim and spends it on food there. There are many commentaries on this Mishnah and many difficulties with this Mishnah. But the one that we're going to discuss now is very important. Well, all important, but one that raises the curiosity is, why is there such a complicated manner of taking the meiser and the trumas meiser? Why do you have to do it in such a fashion, such a complicated way? Why not just give a name to the entire meiser region, say, this is 10% of it? You don't give the whole 10% to the Levi, of course. You just then say, and 10% of this 10% is Ahibo Dikles Trumas Meiser. Just say 10 bushels out of this of these 100 bushels is Meiser, and one bushel out of the 10 is Trumas Meiser, and then give that to the Kohen. Instead, we describe it in such a strange way. We say, first, take 1%, call it Meiser. Then say the 9 bushels next to it is going to, together with that 1%, become the full meiser. And then you declare that 1% is trumas meiser on the other 10. Why do such a complicated way? The Tosfos Yom Tov explains here. Because you're only separating, you're only giving the trumas meiser. You're not giving the whole lot, the whole meiserishon. That you don't even have to separate. You just give it a name. You don't even pull it off the bread. The only thing you pull off the bread is that 1% is that trumas meiser. And therefore, you don't have to specify a place for the two shiurim, first for the meiser and then for the trumas meiser. What you do is you just fix a place for the trumas meiser, for that 1% that you're going to separate, and you just say the rest of it next to it is going to be trumas, is going to be meiser. The other 9 bushels are going to be meiser, without, or the 9 grains, without actually giving a place. You don't have to specify or separate it. Some say that the reason for this complicated method is because if you actually did it the more simple method and you said, here's 10%, this is meiser, now I'm giving a meiser of that, once you do that, it would create an obligation to give that meiser away. It's almost like you're confessing, you're agreeing that it's not really meiser, that the produce was not taken, was not meisered. So therefore, to not make that impression, not give that obligation upon yourself, just separate first the 1%, echod mimeo. Say that this is meiser. This definitely I have to give. The rest of the meisers next to it, in other words, if I am chayv in it, that's next to it. And then you make the declaration, what I called meiser originally, which I definitely have to give, is going to be trumas meiser on the rest. And that's one way of doing it. This is how Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a question on this, and he says that in the very next Mishnah, we're going to learn about Vadei Tevel, actual Tevel, and there we are going to learn about giving giving, again, this strange way of doing it, where we have to say that the 1% is here and the rest of my snad, and it doesn't fit in a case of if it's only a sophic, if it's a vadai, because we've explained it now the way Tosfos Yom Tov, we've given the rationale because it's a whole thing's a sophic. So why would it be in the next mission as well? So for this reason, you'll find, and this kasha applies also on both reasons that we mentioned, on the Tosfos Yom Tov's explanation and the Radvaz's, the second one we said. The Mishnah Rishona says the following. He gives an explanation and he says that I think that it's because the two things that the Torah calls reishis first are challah and the trumas meiser, the tenth of a tenth. Because the Torah gives them that description, reishis, it's a mitzvah to be to first set them aside before the other maestros. But don't give it a name. Don't call it Trumas Maaser yet. Because as long as you haven't, until you've actually separated the Maaser, you're not allowed to call it Trumas Maaser. Same thing with Challah. Don't give it a name before the Maaser as well. But to give it an allocated place, to designate the Mokum, yes, that you should do first, because they're both called Reishis. That's why it says you take the Trumas Maaser and Challah. It doesn't mean to actually give it a name first. It means just set aside a place. This is what this one, this is Echad Meah, 100%, but it is Maaser. And the reason you're doing that, because it's called Reishis. That's how some explain it. So basically we have, according to this explanation, there are two hafroshes, two separations, or two settings aside. There's one without calling a name. You just designate it, and then afterwards you give it a name. The designation of the place, that can be done even before you separate the Maaser. You can do that with Trumas Maaser before Maaser. But the second one, where you give it a name, that can only be done after you've taken the Maaser. And this will apply only by Demai. And this applies not only, I beg your pardon, not just by Demai. This applies by Vadai, general produce, where even if you know for sure it hasn't been tied. Even though the Maaser you do before Kriyas Maaser, Trumas Maaser, but the actual designating a place, that's a mitzvah to do on Trumas Maaser even before the Maaser. And that's how the Mishnah of Shana learns Pshat. Mishnah base. On the back of the previous halacha, our Mishnah wants to tell us here how you separate from actual tevel, from actual untithed produce that is definitely tevel. How do you separate from a gedola and from a smicer at the same time? And we're talking here about a kohen or a levi, both of whom are chayv to separate from a smicer and truma from their own produce, as the chachamim learnt, atem, Kenturim Gematem, you means the Levim, Gematem means you, the Kohenim. The only difference is that once they've separated it, they can keep it. The Kohen can keep his Truma. And the Levi gives his Truma to the Kohen. That's why it makes sense to say that they separate Truma and Trumas Maaser at the same time. A Yisrael cannot do it because a Yisrael doesn't keep the Maaser. He gives it to the Levi. And if Yisrael starts separating it from the Maaser, he's doing it from something that's not his. Not allowed. Says the Mishnah, Haroitzel Hafrish, a person who wants to set aside from actual tevel, from produce that's definitely untithed, Truma or Trumas Maaser Kachas. He wants to separate both together at the same time. Truma Gedola, which is 1/50, about 2%, and Trumas Maaser, which is 1%. How do you do it? Noitel echad mishloshim v'shalosh ushlesh. He takes 1/33 1/3, which is basically he takes 3%. He takes 3% out of it. And va'omer, and he says, echad mimeo, 1% of all the tvor mimashi yeshkan, from what I have here, from all the tvor in this little 3% that I have. Harzebet sadze cholin. Whatever, in the meantime, whatever is next to it is cholin. In other words, it stays in its tevel, untied state. V'hashar, and the rest of what I've taken, the meaning, the 2%, truma alakol will be truma gedola for the whole tevor, for all the produce, because that's the shear of truma gedola, 2%, 1/50. Now, the reason for this strange nusach, over this strange text, is because Truma Gedola needs to be taken by estimation. You don't do exact. Trumas Maaser, the 1%, has to be exact, 10% of 10%. So therefore, you first designate a place for the Echad Memeya, 1%. And then you say, and the rest is Truma. However, the first of, or that 1%, you first give it a name, Chulin. You don't say it Trumas Maaser yet because you're not allowed to makdim. You're not allowed to put Trumas Maaser before the Truma Gedola. So that's why you do it. And once you've given the name Truma Gedola, then you go on and say, Umeya Chulin Sheyeshkan. And the 1% that I said originally will be Chulin. Harizebet Sadze Maaser. It is a chelek. It is a portion of the Maaser Rishon. The rest of the Maaser, the other 9%, which is going to complete the Shear of Maaser, is next to it. And then I give, and this is what we learned before. We said that you actually designate a place for the Trumas Maaser. And afterwards you designate the 9% next to it. Then the declaration of the name Trumas Maaser now comes. Zeh Shosisi Maaser, what I originally called Maaser, meaning the 1%, Osi Trumas Maaser Lav, will now hereby be called the Trumas Maaser for the 10%. V'hashar chala, and the rest of it will chala. Now, some texts don't have this bit, the rest of it is chala, because we're not talking here about separating chala. Those who do have it in the text of the Mishnah will say that on the back of the previous Mishnah, it adds these words as well, Asher Chala, to teach us that if he wants to separate from a bread Truma and Trumas Maaser and Chala, then you would also have to take a bit of Chala as well. That's how some learn it. Enough to the Shear of Chala. And finally, the Mishnah says, O Maaser Sheni Bitzfoino B'Dromim Chola Mais. And Maaser Sheni is in the north of this pile of grain, or in the south of it. He has to designate a place, and I hereby transfer or redeem it on money, as we said last time, Mukhul Alamois. And that way, you can take the money up to Yerushalayim, and he's not eating, there's no danger of eating Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim or in a state of Tumah.